Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Catholic Church continues to reel from the clergy sex abuse scandal. Just this month, several high-ranking bishops resigned, and a lawsuit was filed in the U.S. accusing the Vatican of failing to take action against abusive priests. Pope Benedict, under fire from many who think he failed to act when he was a cardinal, promises to take substantive steps to deal with abuse. This morning, we have some thoughts about this from two Massachusetts residents raised as Catholics. First, we hear from Peter Pollard. He's with the group One in Six, which works with male sex abuse survivors. He also works with SNAP, the survivor network of those abused by priests.
With the resignations of bishops in the ongoing Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal, it appears that the Vatican may finally be moving beyond a strategy for dealing with the crisis based solely on declarations of shame, sadness, and vague promises of woefully overdue reforms. Ironically, things I learned recovering from the effects of sexual abuse by a priest and later working with sex offenders may hold some lessons for the Church. Here's what I know. Whether it's deserved or misplaced, shame is always a dead-end street. Real healing only comes when guilt and responsibility for harmful actions are properly laid. That's what's been lacking in the Church's response until now. Shame is static. It says, I'm bad. I'm really sorry. It won't happen again. Being ashamed focuses on failed moral character rather than responsibility. So shame's only relief is forgiveness. In Catholicism, one usually turns to a merciful God for forgiveness. Angry Catholics who feel betrayed need something more. At least from 1987, when I first reported my abuse to Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law, I and thousands like me have urged church leaders to find the courage to adopt the very prescription for themselves that Pope Benedict XVI offered last month to Irish clerics who abused children. Quote, openly acknowledge your guilt, submit yourselves to the demands of justice. The Pope and other church officials would do well to take this advice. Abandon shame, swallow the bitter pill of accountability, declare mea culpa. All bishops and clergy who betrayed those who expected to be protected should surrender their positions of authority. That includes the Pope if it's shown he mishandled abuse cases. Internal records should be turned over to civil authorities. By admitting I've done a bad thing, guilt embraces accountability. And at its heart, the crisis in the Catholic Church has always been more a crisis of accountability than one about sex. There's one last thing. To really work, firm accountability for harm must always include an opportunity for redemption. Even those admitting to serious wrongs, yes, even abusive clergy, must have some chance to reestablish a sense of pride in their humanity. With the possibility of restoring self-worth, they're free to acknowledge wrongdoing, to make reparation, and to begin nurturing the better aspects of their beings. That process heals me as well as them and makes them less dangerous. It's the opposite of shame. Only full accountability by the Church will begin the healing and reconciliation all of us involved deserve, including those guilty of wrongdoing. With full accountability, the Church may reclaim some of the moral high ground the scandal has eroded. But without full accountability, the Pope and the Church will remain stuck with just shame.
That is Peter Pollard with SNAP, the survivor network of those abused by priests.